Hi, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities and Other Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And David, today I wanted to start off by thanking my friend Matt for giving me the idea for today's topic. Now, he was telling me about a recent time where he had a friend who had a little baby boy, and he went to this boy's bris, which is the Jewish ritual of circumcision. Now, Matt has been to many Brit Milot, as they're called in plural, including the one for his own son, but he still felt a little squeamish about this situation. You know, something that I myself have felt when attending these ceremonies. So I thought this would be a great thing to talk about today.
Yeah, or if you happen to be the one getting the circumcision.
Right, that could be another painful topic to talk about. But fortunately, today we're just going to talk about how to participate at going to a bris and what you should do when you're watching one.
All right, so what advice did you give Matt?
So I told Matt, keep it cool, you're okay. But then I thought, you know what, maybe I really need to call a moyel about that. And a moyel is the name for the rabbi or the person in charge of the circumcision. And so I called up Rabbi Hanan Feld. And he's been performing Brit Milot in the Berkeley area for over 2 decades. And his slogan to new mothers is, you pop 'em, I'll chop 'em.
Really? That's his tagline?
Actually, no. That's not his tagline. I just made that up. But one thing Rabbi Fell told me is that everybody, and I mean everybody, likes to tell jokes at a bris.
I mean, even the great-grandmother will tell you an off-color bris joke.
Hey, come over here. I got something for you. I mean, some people even dress up in character for the occasion.
So somebody came dressed as a samurai moyel for the bris.
As a what?
A samurai moyel.
Nice.
Yeah, with a huge samurai sword. But Rabbi Feld said, okay, yeah, let's all get it out of the way. It's a little bit of an awkward situation. And he himself uses humor to, you know, cut the tension. David, I did some surfing on the web, and I found a couple of good bris jokes. So here are a couple ones. We'll just say in rapid fire. Here we go. If a doctor carries a black leather bag and a plumber carries a box of tools, what does a moyel carry?
I don't know.
A bris kit.
Nice.
What does the rabbi say as he's performing the bris?
I don't know.
It won't be long now. And lastly, why did the moyel retire?
Again, I'm 0 for 3.
He just couldn't cut it anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, you can just have a, you know.
So there's really only one good bris joke in the world.
There's not that many good ones. But one part of the bris that's essential is everyone has a meal afterwards together, which I think is also a little weird because I would think maybe that's not the time you want to eat after just watching this. But Rabbi Feld said, no, the meal is part of it. It's part of the coming together and celebrating this important time of life. So I talked to him about this potentially awkward situation. Is there food? I mean, I guess, you know, bagels and lox are a traditional thing, but is it kind of tacky if you serve baby wieners or something like that?
Tacky is you have ham and cheese or something like that, you know.
Bacon-wrapped hot dogs, that would be tacky.
Something like that, exactly.
Good. You're so tactful, Rob. Hey, can I ask you this question? How do you actually get certified to do what he does? Is there a special class in rabbinical school?
No, I mean, I thought that would have been a good elective, but he said that moyels generally are in apprenticeships. So that's what he did to get started. Or a lot of them are doctors to begin with. So he said it's something where you study and you're really practicing underneath a already established moyel because, as you can imagine, it's kind of hard to get your first job as a moyel. Not too many people want to hire someone for their first job. But he says moyels who aren't very good don't last very long.
So how do you get your first job?
Well, that's something where you might want to fudge your answer a little bit.
You know, nobody's supposed to tell a lie, but especially as a moyel and the rabbi, you have to be extremely careful. But you say, I've done a number of them, or, you know, something like that.
I know my way around, the baby's anatomy. Something, just be a little vague, I guess.
All right. Can we get back to what you do if you're feeling uncomfortable? I've heard that some people actually faint at these things. Is that true?
That is true. However, you really only have to worry about half the room fainting.
But women don't faint. It's always men. I would say 99% of the time it's only men who faint. Women cry, but men faint.
And I have personal experience with this. I've seen many a guy get woozy, and I'm like, okay, he's gonna hit the deck. Someone needs to come over with him with some pillows or something. I guess it's just this gut reaction for guys that really makes us uncomfortable. Now, a good thing to know, though, David, is that the whole procedure really only takes a minute. So it's not like this gory, drawn-out procedure. It's just a quick little minute from the time the knife comes out to the time the diaper's wrapped up.
So it's like when you're in the doctor getting a shot, you just kind of try and distract yourself for that minute.
Right. And Rabbi Feld even says that he likes to keep it where he's kind of talking the whole way through it. And
sort of hypnotize everybody.
Well, everyone's just kind of like talking. And he's just kind of
done.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at what happened. You know, the brisk just happened. So that's good. The other thing, though, that I've encountered when I was at a bris, which was extremely uncomfortable, was I had the father of the baby come up to me and said, oh, would you mind being the videographer for this event? And I was thinking, okay. I mean, this just brings up a whole host of complications. I mean, I'm thinking, how do I shoot this? Does he want interviews with some of the attendees? Do I do a close-up? I mean, or do I want to do a play-by-play?
What did you do?
I kind of did a mixed bag of everything. And I talked to Rabbi Feld about this. I said, was that the right way to go with the videography of the event?
For the most part, they don't want the details of the procedure. They want to sort of to pan the crowd.
So I think I really should have been staying on the wide shot. I guess the close-ups were a bad choice in this instance.
All right, so if I go, I'm definitely hanging out in the back because if I need to faint, I can leave, and then you're probably not going to catch me on your video camera.
Right. I will not catch you as the fainter. Or, you know, and if you're feeling uncomfortable, just hang back. But what he said was that you don't want the room to be too quiet because that adds more tension to the room. So what Rabbi Feld was saying is that he wants people to be relaxed. He wants people to really enjoy this experience because he said it can be a very spiritual experience to witness this rite of passage in the Jewish faith. But the one thing he warned was is that sometimes people are a little bit too lax. And it's crazy, but Rabbi Feld told me that he's had to deal with everything from cigar smoke to people spilling wine on his instruments, and even this thing, which recently happened to him.
The other day, I had a bris where the family's cat was right under the table and jumped out.
So, David, that's one other thing you want to remember when you're going to a bris. Leave your pets at home because it could wind up pretty ugly for everyone involved.
Public surgery, always fun.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities and Other Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And David, I just want to remind folks that if they have a story about a bris that they want to share or other advice, they can always comment over at the What Would Rob Do? Facebook fan page.
All right. Good to know.